Well, Rishi, I wrote this little tribute to Matt Connor because, first of all, I'm a great admirer of football, and irrespective of what county a man comes from, you have to admire a genius, and Matt was one of the great geniuses. I suppose the lovely thing about Matt was that, you know, he did the simple things very well, and he did the great things very well as well. He was a poet in motion, and it's one of the things I allude to in this poem. It's called A Homage to Matt Connor, Footballer. It's not about the winning, and it's not about the loss. It's about what life throws at us, how you face into your cross. The hero is not the one who carries home the cup. He's the one who is not defeated when fate makes him give up the thing he most delights in, say the playing of a game, when playing is all that matters, not the praise or fame. Matt Connor, we remember you, the man you dared to be, the one who would have football broke through to poetry, and when, young body broken, and you could play no more, 'twas life then, Matt, not football, that called on you to score. For many men are broken, but few men have the grace to rise up out of brokenness and bless the cross they face. And score you did, Matt Connor, the cup that wouldn't pass. You accepted it and held it up, a hero for the mass.
And you're very welcome to Terrace Talk, Eamon O'Sullivan and Wishy Fogarty, which you, not until 7 o'clock tonight, but until 7:30, an extended programme. And I think Gabriel Fitzmaurice, that fabulous poet and author from My Van, summed it all up there when he spoke about Matt Connor. Matt Connor, you're very welcome to Terrace Talk.
Thanks very much, I'm glad to be here.
And you're welcome to Kerry.
Thanks very much.
Had you any trouble finding your way down to the kingdom?
No problem, I've often been here, yeah.
We're sorry, because Siobhan couldn't make it, which was nice, your wife, Matt. But that's the way. But we sent her all best wishes anyway.
Oh, yeah, she just got made tonight.
Eamon, of course, delighted to have this man with us.
Well, we're delighted after 20 years to have him with us. Like we said a while ago, I suppose, like I said to him when he came in, first of all, it is a great privilege to meet Matt Connor, a footballer that I admire. But more often than not, as I said to him when he came in, he made me take out the tape of the 1982 All-Ireland and watch it for the first time ever. And, you know, that brings us back. But obviously, Matt Connor's life is a long and bigger story than the 1982 All-Ireland. But I suppose we'll remember, Kerry people will remember it that way.
Matt? Most people remember you playing an athlete, but your home club was Walsh Island. You won 6 county championships. We were chatting before we came in. Walsh Island, that's your home club. Tell us, where did Walsh Island come from?
Oh, well, there's a few different stories on it, but I think it really is from the... There's a lot of people called Welshes in Walsh Island. I think the island came from... land surrounded by bog, I think. That was the definition of an island there.
There's a touch of Castle Island about it in the sense that, like Castle Island, you know, people ask often about the island and there's a castle there, but you have to cross a bridge to get in and out of Castle Island. So it's a lot like the same thing, like, but when he says there's a lot of Walshes there, there's certainly a lot of Connors there too, and there's a big history in the Connor family in Walsh Island.
Matt? Since you were knee height a grasshopper, was it always going to be football? Talk to us about your earliest memories of playing football, sir.
Well, I've played football since I remember. National school, we did not only play football. There was six of us, six lads in it, so we always had games. And out in our field, we'd always had a game on Sunday and in the summer, and I'd say every evening, you know.
Matt, were you born naturally two-footed? Or did you have to work from one of the legs?
I just worked and kicked football all the time, and I suppose when you're kicking all the time, you practice a lot with your left and right, and you're changing, and I suppose it's all about practice.
In relation to growing up, I suppose, in Offaly, Matt, and getting involved in football, at the time you were born in Offaly, down in the 60s was just at your time of involvement, and then in the early 70s Offaly came again, and you had a family connection within that All-Ireland, hadn't you?
Oh yeah, my eldest brother Morta played in 71-72, and at that time when I was, well, I suppose I was 9 or 10, all them fellas used to collect Morta at the house, like Paddy McCormick and Eugene Mulligan, Mick Ryan, like, and they're all my heroes at the time, you know. So I had to have an interest in them.
Matt, what part did Kerry history or Kerry footballers play in your life growing up? What are your memories of Kerry?
Well, I suppose I remember in the early 70s, I suppose, or 69, Kerry beat Offaly in an All-Ireland final, and the first All-Ireland final was, I was the replay in 72. Kerry were playing Offaly, you know.
Yeah, what about the players of that year, the Kerry players?
Well, I suppose Mick O'Connell, Mick O'Dwyer, playing, I wouldn't remember them that well, but I remember them as they were the main names, you know. Mm-hmm.
In relation to just back to Walsh Island and the O'Connors being so associated with it, there's yourself and your brother Richie, is it, and Mort, and then there's cousins, and there's a family relationship as well, I gather.
Well, yeah. Liam and Tomás were playing the A2 team. They're first cousins, actually. Our mothers are sisters and fathers, brothers, so we're very, very close, yeah. And Richie's a brother of mine as well, so there's four of us.
They say that, and I suppose we're jumping a small bit there, but they say bringing the Sam Maguire back to Walsh Island with so many O'Connors involved was one big, big occasion.
Oh, it was a huge occasion, yeah. But in 71, Willie Bryan was captain. It's Walsh Island, who would be a first cousin of mine as well. And himself and Mort Connor were on the team. And that was the... That was the real celebration that time when they came back for the first time in the first time Offaly ever got, and the first place they went to was Walsh Island because Willie Bryan was captain.
Well, Matt, there's one man anyway you often cross swords with, and we often met up with a good blast of a shoulder. He's our own Paddy Shea. He joins us in the line. Paddy, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Shea, Eamon, and very welcome to Kerry, Matt.
Thanks very much, Paddy.
Outside Austin Stack Park at the moment. And I'm like to take the opportunity, Matt, to thank you very much for coming to Kerry, and I know that you will have an awful amount of very interested listeners and very interested supporters who will be very interested to see what you have to say tonight.
Thanks, Paddy. Are you going to win it again, Paddy?
Well, you know, we're going reasonably okay. Unfortunately, Matt, like everything else, we got a bit of a knock there during the week. We lost Liam Massage. So we have a tough game against Tipperary. They always 2 weeks then they always manage to put it up to us. And if we get over that, you know, well, at least then our next game will be at home. So that's one good thing. So we're just looking forward to looking forward the game in Tipperary at the moment.
Paddy, what made Matt such a great forward that we all remembered him?
Well, I suppose my memories of Matt Anio would be that he was a very shy type of a player. He never highlighted himself with referees or anything. You know, he was a complete footballer, very much playing the game as it should be played. And also, I suppose, he would have to be remembered for his place kicking. And always, he was a great man to kick crucial kicks, which is a great sign of a place kicker, to kick the difficult kicks, you know, under pressure. And certainly Matt would hold his own, I think, in my time, anyhow, with any of those kickers. You know, he seemed to manage in Leinster finals, especially in games against Dublin and other Leinster teams. He always managed to kick the crucial kick.
Yeah.
Having spoken a bit about Matt to his brother Richie, and you know, I often ask Richie about that, and you know, in club matches with Welsh Island, and you know, lots of days maybe Matt would be even too shy to insist that he kick a free himself, but any time that he insisted in kicking the free, it always went over the bar.
Indeed.
So I mean, you would judge a player on that situation of being a person with good judgment.
Paddy, thanks for joining us for that.
Okay, and as I say, mind him, Weeshie and Eamon, and make sure he goes to bed early and gets his full 8 hours sleep in Kerry tonight.
We will. Thanks, Paddy, and the best of luck to you, boy.
Thanks
for joining.
Good luck, Matt.
Now, just before we go for a break, Matt, the tributes have been pouring in, and the people heard you were coming. And Margaret Maloney, I met her there lately, and she's from 58, Clanmitch Woods, Tullamore County, Offaly. Do you know the place?
No, I didn't.
And she wrote a lovely letter, but part of it is, she finishes up, she said, I love this. It is a tribute to Matt Connor's greatness as a footballer and the model of discipline that he was on in the field, that even today he is held in such high esteem by so many. In St. Mary's Eden Derry, where I teach myself, teenagers, many of whom were not even born when Matt was at the height of his career, still count him as one of their great heroes. In the aftermath of last October's All-Ireland final, many of them praised highly our own Seamus Meighan. One did so reluctantly, saying, Miss, he played well against Padraig Joyce, but I wonder how would he have done against our own Matt Connor. My loyalty to Kerry prevailed and I offered the opinion that Seamus could manage anybody, but silently I considered that would have made an interesting pairing. I would like to wish Matt an enjoyable sojourn in the kingdom and thank him sincerely for the joy he has brought to Gaelic footballer followers everywhere. That's Margaret Maloney from Tullamore. Lovely tribute here. Now, we're going for a short break. Just before we go, £260 vouchers being given out tonight. Not tonight, but next week. The nicest tribute coming to Matt. Paul Sheen, our producer, will pick the nicest tributes coming in and we'll give the voucher next week. So get your tributes going in. Stay with us on Terrace Talk.
Matt was a genius. I'd say a second Mikey Sheehy, that would be my comparison anyway.
I was sitting in the Hogenstein with Sean McCarthy one day in the league semi-final and Matt Connor kicked the 50, around the 50-yard line under the Cusick stand over the bar. 2 minutes after he came across in front of the Hogenstein and Sean McCarthy said to me, this will be the trial of him. Same thing. Just inside the 50-yard line, straight over the bar from the other side.
But he was a genius. He was ahead of his time playing. I remember him playing against Kerry, and he was outstanding altogether.
He was an excellent player, natural forward, could take a score under pressure, and look at how he was knocked out so early in the time.
Matt, there are just some Kerry supporters who are anxious to say something about you because you've left an indelible mark on them. One of the men they are talking mentioned about you free-kicking. Did you practice it? How often did you practice it? And how important was it in your career?
I will say in the middle of summer, I'd say I practiced every day. I'd do it at half an hour before we were training, I'd do it half an hour before training. And we weren't training, I'd do it on my own, at least for a half an hour, yeah. I'd say every day, near enough.
Listen, Matt, in relation to, obviously, Offaly came on the scene there in 80, 81, 82, but your own career before that, were you involved with underage teams with Offaly?
Oh, yeah. Well, I played under 14 with Offaly and minor with Offaly, yeah, under 21.
I suppose I've been reading a few articles since. The whole, I suppose, idea of 82 was a surprise to Kerry people anyway, but really Offaly had been on the move for 3 or 4 years. The whole thing was a gradual build-up.
Yeah, Eugene McGee took over in 77. He got next round every year. You know, we got to them. I think he was beaten in the Leinster quarter final by Wexford the first year. The following year, beaten in the semi final, Leinster final, all Ireland semi final, all Ireland final, one step every year. So that's gradual, I suppose.
Matt, of course, last Sunday in Croke Park, we saw the Leinster County Westmeath winning their first ever national title. A wonderful, wonderful victory. Well done and congratulations to everyone up there in Westmeath. It was badly wanting. But last Sunday, in one of the local papers, one of the national papers, I saw Kieran Shannon writing in the Tribune about Ger Heaven, the Westmeath captain. And in the course of the interview, Ger Heaven stated in the interview with Kieran Shannon that he said when he was grown up, he only wanted to be like one footballer. He modelled himself, he said, on Matt Connor. Well, he must have modelled himself well because he went out last Sunday. He was man of the match. He scored 2 goals and 2 points and he wanted to come on tonight to pay a little tribute to Matt Connor. Ger Heaven, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much.
Nice to talk to you. Under. Listen, congratulations anyway.
Great, thank you, Millen.
Well done, my friend.
I'm very happy up here at the moment.
You wanted to model yourself in Matt Connor. Tell us about it and he's listening to you here, Ger.
How are you, Matt? How are you doing?
How are you, Ger? How are you? Congratulations last Sunday. Thanks very much.
We all have, you know, role models who are growing up, and I'm not too far away from Offaly, as I said. Like, you know, I went to school in Tubber, and I remember, you remember going to school with Offaly, and you won the All-Ireland, and I was in Tubber at that time, though.
All right, well, I remember going to Tubber, yeah.
You remember going to Tubber, yeah. Sean Lowry was there and yourself, and Halloween came, yeah. And that, so, you know, I remember that day, fixing my memory, but, you know, we used to go and watch yourself and watch Ireland, and you were very strong at the time, and my father, myself, and my uncle, we used to go to all the club games and that, and, so you know, enjoy watching you playing football and you know and all that, and your entry titles and all that. I went to see most of your games, so just a little bit. Always a pleasure to watch you playing, like, you know, so. One or two things off you, it wasn't too bad, like, you know.
Sure, why was he so good? What did you admire most about him?
Ability to kick the 2 feet, composure, under pressure, never fazed them. I mean, the All-Ireland 82, I mean, I think half the crowd seemed to be running him to go for goals and everything, and it just kept the head, you know, kept things pop over the point and the goals would come, and it did, like, just a tremendous skill. And for a big man, like, he was great balance and just the ability to take scores and change a game and win a game, especially single-handed, was stood out to me, like, most.
Sure, just to turn him back to Westmeath for a minute and being so close to Offaly, obviously the under-21 of a few years ago against Kerry, and now Cork in a National League final, you're certainly on the march.
Well, we're seem to be heading in the right direction. I mean, it's not before time. I mean, we've been 100 years now competing and not won any senior titles until last Sunday, and that's way too long for any county. Hopefully it's just the first. You know, we're heading in the right direction. Luke is a great manager. We have some great young lads coming through. We have the bones of that under-21 team. There's a few of the lads from the minors in 85. And a few old lads like myself and Rory Connell and Paul Conway, lads like that, that are, you know, giving that bit of experience to the panel, because I think we need that as well, like, you know.
Just before you go on that now, and it's interesting you did mention, minor 95, under-21, 2-3 years ago, and now senior. What is the secret? Is it a lot of hard work?
Yeah, I mean, the hard work must be done. I mean, every county is doing that, and that's like no getting away from it. You must put in the hours, you must put in the work, you must put in the training. But I do believe that, you know, there is times, and I think Matt will agree with me here, and I'll just go back to the Walsh Island thing, that a certain group of players can come through at a certain time, like Walsh Island did in the 80s, and they were unstoppable in club football. You know, at times, certain counties will produce a strong crop of players coming through, and we seem to have done that from the minor up through to 21. And when you have success, younger players become very involved and very interested in playing football, you know, and they're coming through now. And if we can keep them coming through, keep ourselves going well, as you know, maybe just in the next 4 or 5 years that we can produce a Leinster, produce an All-Ireland, like Matt said, when Eugene McGee came in, it was a gradual thing. Took it around further every year. So, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, and senior success is very hard and very elusive, and if you do get it, if I can enjoy it. So
we
just try and get there one step at a time.
Well, Jor, I'm telling you, we are not going to have Luke Dimsey down on us keeping you from training. Because...
No, I'm actually heading off now, Jor.
I know you are.
I'm leaving up here, though.
And come here, Jor.
The farm will be good tonight for everyone.
And thanks for taking the time out. Tell all the lads in training tonight that Matt Connell's down in Kelly tonight.
And tell them that all the Kelly people are delighted he beat Cork.
Yeah. and well done. And hopefully, you'd never know, we might see you in Croke Park the last Sunday in September, Jor.
Well... Fingers crossed. A good long summer somewhere, anyway.
And thanks for joining us, John.
No problem.
Bye-bye. All the best. Slán. That was John Heaven, dear captain. He did a great game last Sunday, Matt.
Very good. And Westmead are getting stronger and stronger. And you're talking about the 95 minor. I mean, Luke Dempsey has trained Westmead to win their first minor, first 91, and now he's training to win their first senior title.
Talking about training, Matt. Sorry,
Evan, go on. No, I was just going to say, before we go away from it, it is a great year for Westmeath to be on the move, though, with the new championship format, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. They're a very hard one. They're playing Meath now, Meath in the first round. And, you know, it'll be very hard to beat Meath. And at least if Meath beat them, they have the other chance. And it is a great format for them. It is suiting them, yeah.
Matt, two questions in one. You started off, somebody told me, playing in goal for Offaly at an underage level, number one. And number two, were you a good man to train yourself? Talk about playing underage in goal. You're smiling at that.
I have played in goals for Offaly and for Dinja. I think I think it was a year, I was only under 13 or that, and I went to train one night, and there's no goalie anyway, and I don't think it was going to make the forward line, so they put me in goals for the day, and they kept me in it anyway, you know.
How did you do it?
I let in a few anyway, but...
I tell you, I'd say you didn't like it, because any time you got anywhere near a goalie, you nearly took the head off the goalie. What about training, Mac? Were you a good man to train? Did you like training?
Well, I don't think there's too many people really like heavy training, but I would never miss training, and The physical part of it, you know, I don't think anyone likes, but I always loved the football part of it anyway, you know.
You mentioned about the gradual progression of Offaly over a period of 6-7 years, and you did mention about Eugene McGee. Big influence over a period of time, and why?
Oh, a big influence. I think a man before his time. He organized, his organization was brilliant, and he got Offaly in the right direction, and great ideas about football, and God has to believe in ourselves, and I don't think any farm we'd, I don't think we would have won.
In relation to say take the breakthrough in Leinster in 80 and the All Ireland semi final of 80 against Kerry, having scored so well that day and personal for yourself, but just awfully having scored so well and still ending up losing, it would have been easy to throw in the towel at that stage.
That year we won the Leinster. We had beaten Dublin, who were dominant. I think they were going for 7 Leinster titles, and we beat them after, again, on our third attempt. We beat Dublin the best 2 years beforehand. So I think when Leinster title was the big thing that year, and scoring a good bit against Kerry was good, but I think the Leinster final was getting over Dublin was huge that year, you know.
Well, Matt, we spoke earlier on about you playing when you were under 12 and coming up along the line and kicking around things at home. Well, we're going to talk to men now who tried your bootlaces when you were only 12 years old. You ever hear a man by the name of PJ Mahan?
Oh, I did.
Your neighbour and friend. PJ, you're welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Your home in Walsh Island, isn't it?
That's right.
Now, PJ, come here. Tell us about this young fella when you spotted him first. Was he as good, Dennis? So he's later on.
Oh, yeah, I remember him winning under 12 Borden School Championship, and I remember particularly then under 14, 2 years later, about 72, I think it was, and I am on record as saying to the local teacher that Matt is a coming genius.
Well, why did you think he was a genius,
because
PJ?
His tremendous ability, vision, and everything that he displayed at such an early age, you know?
Listen, Matt, just talking about that and the influence of people like PJ, and obviously that is very important, the development of youth in clubs.
Of course it is, yes.
Oh, definitely. PJ ran the club for how many years, PJ?
He's still running it, he thought, yeah?
Still running it, yeah. And,
I joined the club in 1940 and I'm still there.
And it was great, like, when we were successful, that PJ was there, because for a long, long time we weren't successful, and that's when it just kept going.
PJ, yeah, you saw his progression up along. Talk to us now about him playing minor under 21 and playing with Walsh Island and his great games. And what do you remember of his career?
Pardon?
What do you remember of his career coming up along the line with Walsh Island?
I remember he played his first senior match in about April 77, and then we went on into the championship that year and he played with us. But then, for the first of the six in a row in 78, there were 6 matches involved, and Matt scored 5 goals and 27 points in the course of that championship. An average of 7 points, and he was still playing minor at that stage.
Yeah.
So I think that is a record in itself, you know.
You were telling me one time that he scored, what was his high score in the game?
Oh, he scored 5-4.
5-4 in one game.
Against the Carlow champions in Leinster Club. In the Leinster Club championship in 82, I think it was.
Of course, Matt's people like PGA really keeps clubs going. Just PGA's in every club.
He's on a record, yeah.
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 I was just talking about 5 goals and 4 points, and we were talking earlier about following, I suppose, other soccer codes and clubs in England, but that certainly put you in the high transfer stakes at 5 goals, mate.
Yeah. I should, the opposition clapped him that day.
Yeah. Well, PJ, listen to me. We are borrowing him down here for the night. You don't mind?
He deserves every minute of it. He's enjoying the Kerry hospitality.
He is indeed.
And that's great.
He is. And listen, thanks for joining us, PJ.
Okay, thank you.
And for those memories of the early days of Matt Connor. Now, just before we go for a break, a few messages that came in. Well, Matt, would you believe, I was up in Cahan last Sunday to see Dingle CBS win their All-Ireland semi-final, and Terrace Talk has a huge listenership up around Limerick and Clare and these places. And I met up with a group of fellas, and they want to send you the best. Tommy Meehan, Willie Coffey, Tom Minan, Willie Carmody, Sean Connor, Dennis Sullivan, Michael Crotty, Mickey Flanagan, John Nocton, and Donald McCarthy. All these fellas said to send you their best. because even though they said Limerick isn't a great footballing county, that McConnell was one of their favourites. And Kevin Richardson from Cligan in Doon County, Limerick, rang me up to say to wish you the best and to have a great night down in Kerry. We're going for a short break. Stay with us on Terrace Talk.
Ah, class player. Had all the skill, like, and made great use of, like, class player.
Definitely one of the best players we saw about time at the time of the good Kerry team. He was big tall on their side, that's him.
A great player. Just so sad to see him being laid up so young in his life. Football a lot. There's an awful loss without.
In 1980 All-Ireland semi-final, I see Mac Connor playing in that famous semi-final when Kerry won 4-15-14. Mac Connor had one of the finest performances ever seen in Croke Park. He scored either 2-8 or 2-9 on the day, and I think Jerry Cattle got the balance of the score for Offaly. So to me, like, there was only one player of his caliber.
I think Mac Connor, what I saw him, was one of the greatest young players that I ever saw playing football. And had he continued playing football, I suppose he would become one of the all-time greats, but he didn't get time enough to show us all his skills, but the bit we saw him, he was mighty.
Matt, dear Kerry supporters, I can tell you, they know their football fairly well. Just before we got to the comment line, Owen McCrohan, think you know him.
I don't know.
And he was on to me during the week. He said, I got to know Matt Connor in the dark days following his tragic accident and feel privileged to have shared the hospitality of his family circle at home in Welsh Island, where his late father, Jim, was an unforgettable presence. His mother, Mrs. O'Connor, serves up the most sumptuous dinners of bacon and cabbage, and she keeps inviting me back for more. We must stop in for that bacon and cabbage. Right. I like a good feed of it myself. Evan, will you join us? For a feed of bacon and cabbage. Matt was a truly brilliant footballer and sportsman who showed no emotion in victory or defeat, but it was his ability to overcome adversity and rebuild his life that marked him as a man apart. He never complains, presents a calm and placid exterior to the world, and keeps his inmost thoughts to himself. And we're going to the comment line. One man who saw you playing all your games in Croke Park knows more about football than we've all forgotten. Mihal Amor Hattig. Mihal, you're very, very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Weeshi. I saw all his games. That's a big statement. I'd say I saw most of the mania.
Well, Mihal, away with you.
In other venues as well, you know.
Away with you, Mihal, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, well, I heard the last few comments there, and I'm sure more have gone before them. I was just asking myself, what makes a good player? Now, a good player, naturally, will need to have the skills of the game mastered. Nobody perfected them better than Matt Connor. He had a unique style of soloing, and I was trying it out the other day. Matt was able to solo without dropping the ball out of his hand. You know, whether it was the hand or foot that had such action in it that he was able to bring the ball down to touch the boot and still keep it in the hand, and he used that tactic to get around good defenders at times. But he had all the skills. As well as that, he was amazingly cool. Somebody there said he keeps his thoughts to himself. He always did. That's the type of man he is. He was thinking about the football, amazingly cool, and then he was able to move. He knew when to move. The question will never be solved. What Kerry back was on him that day that he scored the two?
No, Mihal, that's dangerous waters.
Yeah, well, I think there were none of them. They can all be unsolved because Matt was able to get away from them all.
You're right, yeah. So, what's your favourite memory of Mihal? Your favourite?
Some classic goals that he scored. You know, they had great matches against Dublin before they got out of Leinster. And then, as a free taker, he was as good as I ever saw. He was an excellent fielder, but I think it was the fast, hard shot that he had for goal that singled him out as being a little bit different to most of the other forwards around at the time. Give him a chance and he was able to drive it with power and accuracy and nearly always on target.
Matt, what does Mihal Moriarty mean to people listening to matches?
Oh, sure. He's a legend, yeah. How are you, Mihal?
How are you, Matt? I didn't know you were there. Are you actually down in Kerry?
Oh, they brought me down, yeah.
I was there last night. If you can hang on till tomorrow night, I'll be there.
Mihal, you were down for a special occasion, of course. Tell us about it.
Well, it's 75 years of RTE Radio. At 2RN it began with, and, you know, I was launching a little exhibition. It's a travelling exhibition, and this is the first time outside of Dublin. There's a potted history of the development of RTE over the years, you know, from radio into television and...
Well, we'll be doing 10 years of radio Kerry shortly, Mihal.
Good. You have a long way to go to 75, but I'm sure with the, you know, the durability that's in Kerry and Kerry Radio that you'll make the century.
Wearing your neutral hat...
And the millennium as well.
Mihal, wearing your neutral hat, take us back to All-Ireland final day of 1982.
1982, you know, what one thing that's overlooked often You know, people talk about that match and they talk about the Seamus Darby goal. They talk about the five in a row. It's not the five in a row that never was. Five in a row is mentioned. But one thing I think is overlooked, and it's a pity, is it was a terrific game of football. Both teams played superb football that day, and that's, I think, cast aside very often when people are talking about that and they talk about the goal and so on. There were a fantastic scoring, great defending, great movement, a great spirit, and definitely from an Offaly point of view, a hell of a finish.
Michal, before we let you go, where will Matt Connor rate now in the echelons of great GA forwards?
Well, now, in horse racing, I think they begin with grade 5, and then you improve to grade 4, 3, 2, 1, and you finish up in the open class, which is limited to the very, very best. That's where I always placed Matt Connor, long before he won his All-Ireland medley.
Michal, it was lovely.
He belongs with the very, very best.
It was lovely talking to you, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thank you, Michal. Thank you. That's Michal Amara Haftig, dear. Great man. Always lovely to hear from him.
In relation to, and we'll have to talk, I suppose, in depth about 82 in different ways, but in relation to that particular year, I read recently where Eugene McGee redeployed a number of players between the 80, like your brother Richie was moved up to centre forward, Jerry Cal was moved to wing forward, you were moved in full forward, and that he attributed the fact that he took on these roles and as an idea of beating Kerry or winning in All Ireland, I suppose.
Well, I suppose it's progression as well. Learning from mistakes the year before and filling positions, and you know, you're improving all the time, and them switches made a lot of difference.
He gave great credit to the players though for taking on those roles, you know, which wouldn't be as natural, especially to your brother Richie.
Oh well, yeah, right. I think Richie did a great job in that 82 All-Ireland final. I think Tim Kennelly was a man of the match in the 2 years before that, and it kind of stopped him coming up the field, which is a very important thing that they...
Matt, before we go to the comment line again, John O'Sullivan, 42, would broadcast if he and John, you're listening in tonight, he went to the trouble of writing a lovely verse of poem about you. I'm not going to read it all, but what did he did say? He said, "Dummies he did sell as the Finders roared and yelled. Mark him closely, mark him tight, as they watched this brilliant sight. Jinking left, jinking right, off he goes in full flight, backs are left in a trance, as the goal beckons... with Matt's advance." That's from John O'Sullivan. We're going to the comment line now because Jimmy Foley, he's the chairman of the Town District Board. He wants to say hello on behalf of every footballer in Tralee. Jimmy, oh, welcome to the programme.
No, wish you, and thank you, and welcome to everybody. And especially to Matt.
Right, Jim.
I suppose really football followers as well are well aware of the enormous impact made by Matt in what I suppose a relatively short career.
Yeah.
Mention of Matt and Gate Offaly will obviously remind all Kerry football people of that famous day back in 1982, when all our hopes were dashed by Seamus Darby's goal. However, there was a great deal more about Matt Connor's place in football history when one considers him scoring records in a variety of forward positions. In this respect, his scoring return in All-Ireland semi-final against Kerry still stands today as one of the GA's most magnificent scoring greats. To win three All-Star awards in three different positions confirms clearly how versatile a player Matt was. But apart from all of the medals and various awards, my memories of Matt O'Connor will always be of a footballer who was blessed with a wide range of skills, one who possessed all of the natural instincts of a top-class forward and was always in both victory and defeat an exemplary sportsperson.
Jimmy?
I just finished our week.
Aye.
Tonight's tribute is certainly well deserved here in the home of football. Being an all-time great, Matt will always be held in the highest esteem and remain a firm favourite with all GA people, not alone here in Kerry, but throughout every corner of the country. Enjoy your visit, Matt. You always will be welcome in the kingdom.
Thanks very much, Jim.
You'll be meeting Jim.
Yes, I will be meeting Matt later on.
Because the Tralee Town Board are making a special presentation, am I?
That's correct.
That's right, and we'll meet you in the brogue after.
All right, fair enough.
Nice to talk to you, my friend.
All right, enjoy yourselves.
Thanks, Jim.
A couple of messages here from Dunica Sullivan in Kilgarvan. Dennis P, thanks for ringing in. Outstanding, brilliant score and a sportsman supreme. Dermot O'Callaghan Killarney. Matt is in the same league as Paddy Kennedy, John Joe O'Reilly, Mick O'Connell, Declan Barron, and Seamus Minehan. Sean Lyons from Loughnagossal says Matt was the best forward he ever saw. Sean, all the boys in Kerry will be delighted with you all with that one there, Jules. Joe Lawler, an old school pal, he doesn't say from where, but it says Joe Lawler, an old school pal of Matt's, and he wishes you all the best. And there's a Des or Liz Nolan from Beaufort, who says originally from Offaly, and all the best and thanks for the memories. And Massey Breen from Beaufort. Matt was a shining star, is a shining star, a wizard from Wildside.
Michael Ferreter, Castle Gregory, Matt Connor was a class act and compared very favourably with the best Kerry forwards of the Golden Area. He gave an unforgettable exhibition of attacking play, scoring 2-9 in All-Ireland semi-final against Kerry, and in a relatively short football career, he made an unmeasurable contribution to Offaly football and will be remembered as one of the most gifted forwards of our time. Larry Buckley from Tranavallen Listowel said, if we had Matt Connor, we would definitely have won 5 in a row. Matt, what do you think of that? And the day he scored 2-9 against Kerry and was beaten, he was one of the best we have ever seen. And John Chukro says, and Matt Connor was one of the best footballers that I've seen. He was a natural forward who showed his class in every game he played. He was also an exemplary sportsman and had a great example to the young players. The best game I've ever seen him playing was in the 1980. Well, we all know what was the best game you played, Matt, that day with the 2-9. Everyone talks about that. Eileen Cronin from the Main Road Cross and my van said he was one of the best, a true sportsman. He was one of the great forwards that ever stood in Croke Park. He scored 2-9 against Kerry in the 1980 semi-final, and 2 years later he was a star of the team that foiled Kerry in their bid for the 5 in a row. And there's one very nice one here then at the very end. Paddy Pelican said very simply, the man was brilliant. Stay with us on Terrace Talk.
I thought he was an outstanding footballer, a footballer that could be looked up to by any young lad in the country and be envied by.
I saw Matt Connor playing on several occasions, both in the Railway Cup and with Offaly, and I think he was one of the best I have ever seen. My first All-Ireland final was in 1959, and I think he was as good a corner forward with both left and right legs, and also a great sportsman, very clean player, always took his beating well. That's what I remember of Matt Connor.
I thought Matt Connor was a marvellous footballer. He was actually a great loss to the game when he did get injured, but he was always a joy to watch, and I'd love to see him playing, you know, and look forward to it. And he was deadly, of course. But it was a shame that his career came to such an abrupt end. But he was definitely one of the best.
Matt Connor was one of the nicest footballers I ever saw, and he was a great sportsman, able to kick with right and left leg, and any county should be very proud of Matt Connor, and all of us that saw Matt, to the pity that he had that tragic accident and put him out of his soil in his time.
Matt, some more Kerry supporters there, the men on the ground that know their football, the hurlers on the ditch, I suppose we'll call them. Looking now at your own career, Matt, what are your memories now of the games you've played and the defenders that you came up against? Talk to us about your memories of all those people and games.
I suppose memories are short enough, I suppose 6 years, but really my big games were against Dublin and Kerry, and during my career in championship there were only two teams that bet Offaly at the time. It was Dublin and Kerry, you know, during my career anyway. And I, of course, the Dublin backline were very good, strong and tough, and then came across the Kerry backline, who were extremely good. I usually ended up marking John O'Keefe, who was the best player I ever marked, and I still think I don't know the best fullback I've ever seen.
That day, Matt, that everyone is talking about, that you scored the 2 goals and 9 points. How were you on fire that day? Was there anything different about the game? Was your preparation different? Talk to us about that particular game.
Well, I don't remember that way. I suppose. I was probably in good form at the time, and I'd say at the time Kerry were a very attacking team, and I suppose didn't really weren't marking forwards, you know, didn't pick out anyone because they knew they could win games, and that's, you know, I suppose that's all I remember. I got a good bit of room, probably found.
Matt, in relation to awards that came your way when you were playing, and talking to you tonight here, I get the feeling that awards were something that just came and you took them as they came.
Playing the game is an enjoyable and I suppose winning is just like for the team, you know, and the spirit you create your teammates and that, you know.
Wouldn't it be a solid on the ground?
Well, you'd be a big help in that. They came your feet on the ground, but I mean, scoring 2-9 at the time, we still lost and lost well, which wasn't much good in the end of the day, you know.
Well, Matt, we had Eugene McGee on, would you believe, last week for about 20 minutes talking about you. You saw your ears must have been red above the Tullamore Garda Barracks. That's, by the way, you're working in Tullamore. Where are you working now, Matt?
I'm in Tullamore, working in Tullamore.
The Garda Barracks. You're still a guard, of course.
Yeah.
That's right, because a lot of people out there mightn't have heard the Matt Connor, but they now know that he's in Kerry and that he's still a guard. Anyway, what I was going to say to you, Eugene McGee said last week there was some challenge game played above in the European Nice or some crowd, and at half time, you weren't doing your stuff. He gave you a bit of down the banks. He said he went very heavy on you. And you went out, he said, and you scored 4 goals in the second half and you nearly took the head off the goalie. Can you remember that game, Matt? That he gave you a bit of down the banks at half time?
I remember the lecture I got, all right.
What did he say?
Well, I think we were after losing to Monaghan the week before, I think, in the Centenary Cup that year, and things weren't going that well. And I think that'd been 84, wouldn't it, Joe? So I think a couple of us, he read a couple of us anyway, you know.
But talk to us about him. How good was he training, Matt? What was his style? What type of football did he preach?
He's a very deep thinker. He talked about he was very much in contact with players all the time, and he could ring you a couple of times, a couple of times a week, and talk to you about things and that. You know, very. I'd say a man before his time, and different ideas, you know, and. Really good organiser, you know, and at that time things weren't that organised as they are now. Like, I think every county is organised now, but at that time it wasn't, you know, and he brought the organisation into it.
In the build up to that 82 All-Ireland, it was played very low key in Offaly, and I think that he used the hype that was here in Kerry, and there was some hype at the time, to your own benefit.
Oh yeah, it suited us because everybody was talking about the 5 in a row, and that's good. When you get a situation like that, you work on it. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Listening to Eugene, he was on record as saying that Offaly were going to be remembered. Is that true that they were going to be remembered one way or the other, winning the All Ireland? It seems to be that either they'll beat Stop Kerry or they were the crowd that lost to Kerry.
I suppose, I don't remember saying that now, but yeah, that's true, all right, yeah.
Well, Matt, we're going to the comment line again. Of course, you had a serious accident in 1984, which we'll be coming to later on, and talking about how it affected your life. But there was another great man here in Kerry, a great GM man. He'd be from the Kilcullen Club here. He's Tim O'Sullivan, one of the best GM men that I know around the whole of Kerry. He's also wheelchair-bound because he had a very serious accident in 1982. And your paths crossed slightly when you were in the hospital in Dublin. Now, you might remember Tim, but Tim will never forget you. Tim, you're welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Richard.
Nice to talk to you.
Yes.
And listen, welcome home. You were in the hospital since January. Welcome home again, Tim.
Thanks, Richard.
Now,
good evening, Eamon, and Kerry.
Now, Tim, you nearly crossed paths.
January or February of 85, I met up with Matt first in the rehab in Dunleary. Matt was just out of bed at that stage after his accident, and I had the pleasure, I suppose, if you want to call it that, of wheeling down the ramp and talking to him about life in a wheelchair, I suppose, which he was inevitably facing at that stage. And I suppose that was my first meeting with Matt Connor, and indeed I've often drawn inspiration from it since, because through the years we've talked and helped a lot of other people that have since ended up in that way, and sometimes you have to help young lads that have tried to encourage them and give them inspiration, and indeed Matt to be one of the people who'd always mention.
Would he be inspirational to people, Tim?
Of course, because he was a great sportsman and a very sociable kind of a man, a quiet man, mild, spoken and carefree kind of a man, and of course he dealt with his accident in 84 very well and got back to work straight away and got out amongst the people and indeed went back to the game that we all loved, the GA, got involved as a selector and stuff like that, and like I say, just people like Matt and the likes of Brian Crowley and such people that you would always use in order to encourage young people when they're down after such a serious accident. And
nice tribute, yeah, Matt.
I'm delighted to the Met Committee, Kerry, because he broke our hearts on many occasions, but when we have to look back over the great years, he's one of the people that we'll always have to put in the same light as the Morris Fitzgeralds and the Jack O'Shea's and the greats of the GA.
How are you, Tim?
Hello, man.
How are you getting on? A long time since
it's a while back.
Yeah, it's a while now, yeah.
I do have an ad point fairly close to when I'm up there in Leith with Pat Lane. He's a guard up
there. Oh, Pat, yeah. He was telling me, actually, I was down there a while ago. He was telling me you were back in hospital, yeah.
But I failed to come across with Pat up there when I'd be going for an ad drink. We just don't happen to meet. But someday we will again, I hope.
Listen,
yeah, hopefully, yeah.
For what you said there, Tim, it's only fair to acknowledge your own contribution to the GAA and to life in general in Kilcommon. Yeah. And I must say, I from what I know of you and knowing you over the years, you have been an inspiration to people out there, and you've participated fully, and I see you at matches, and no doubt I hear you at matches at times too.
I'd be a little bit more vocal than that probably, but they know.
But Tim, you mightn't realise it like Eamon has said there, but seeing you at matches and wheeling yourself up and down the lines and going to matches, you yourself are an inspiration to many of us. You mightn't think it, but you are.
Nice to hear them sentiments being
And listen, thanks for joining us, Tim.
It's Matt tonight, so we'll Matt every
week. But it's lovely to hear from you, Tim.
Thanks very much.
And come here. And well done on your new pitch. Well, your new development in Kilcommon is open, and it went off like a bomb the last year.
Thank God, yeah. Well, there's great men up there, and they have served the club and the parish well over the years, and I'm sure that they'll, when they went about doing it, they've done a good job in it, and the whole lot turned out a great success.
Well done, Tim, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
Dad.
Tim Sullivan there, great GM and open Kilcommon.
Mention of being involved with teams, Matt, you took to the selectorial road for a while after your accident.
I did, yeah. I think you learn more about life than anything doing that.
What was the big difference, and did you find out that playing was easier?
Oh, yeah, definitely playing is easier, yeah. I think you come across every type of character that, especially I think at minor level, that the good players are often the hardest to get to train, and different characters, you know. And then you can get a lot of criticism for not picking this one and that one.
Matt,
you learn a bit about life and doing it anyway.
In your time in the dugout, 6 or 7 years however you were on here, did you see any player that mirrored yourself?
I saw an awful lot of good players during, you know, but a lot of fellas just stopped playing, you know, and an awful lot of the best minor players I've probably seen didn't keep it up, you know, and I think an awful lot of players are lost.
Well, Matt, just before we go to break, we'll go on to the comment line, because Chief Superintendent Fred Garvey is on the line to talk to us. Chief, you're welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Ishii. Thank you for asking me.
You're more than welcome, my friend. No, I have no doubt, but you have a lot to say to this man alongside me.
Well, obviously, we're very proud of him, and I suppose I've had double reason for actually speaking tonight, in that I served with him as a guard, and I actually served in the division which he now serves in that I was in Abbey Leagues, and Matt, of course, is in Tullamore. But also, when Matt was going through his training, I was in Templemore. And obviously we're very proud of his ability to have played the game at such a standard that he played. And I suppose the fact that his career was cut so tragically short in the footballing element of it, and to have made such a name for himself, must say an awful lot had the man remained playing for a number of years more. But Matty, I want to remind you of your times in the square in Templemore.
Lovely one, Chief.
Was he there at all?
No, Matty knows what I'm talking about. Don't you,
Matty? I know,
indeed. Matty was a great footballer, but Matty was not a great man on the square. Isn't that right, Matt?
That's right.
He was a good man around the square. In the other square around the field.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you one thing, and there's no doubt about it, Rishi, he was certainly a footballer of the highest echelon, and one I suppose the guards will always be very proud of, because I suppose down through the years we have produced some tremendous sports people in all spheres of sports, but Matty must rate amongst the very top, and thinking, you know, I mean, I think, what age were you, Matty, when that unfortunate accident happened over? 25, was it?
25, yeah.
I mean, you were only still, you had so many more years to give. And to think the way you're still revered in the footballing circles says an awful lot for you. And as I said, you know, the dignity in which you even now hold yourself in relation to your situation and the way you've carried on your work in the force is a tremendous credit to you. I'm not sure where she is there much more, because I don't want to flatter him too much, because I'm in Kerry now, and of course...
Chief, just before you go, it would be remiss of me if I didn't ask you to pay tribute to those, your two colleagues who died so tragically there last week.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Weishi. Indeed, it was a tragedy of the highest order in that, you know, both of them were such great characters in their own right. And we all know Seamus, again, like in Matty's mould there, was a tremendous athlete and a great player of the game of hurling. And I believe very good in the footballing arena as well. It's tragic when something like that happens. I know we have to pick up the pieces and go on. But the fact of the matter is, the unfortunate families must, you know, bear the brunt of all that tragedy as such.
Yeah, and we'll see you in the Brogue. The Gardaí are making a presentation the matter after, Chief, aren't they?
That is correct, yeah. Indeed. I'm very delighted to do so. I'm out in West Kerry at the moment, so I'll have to be shooting back from West Kerry to do so.
Slowly.
You know, take your time now. 60 miles an hour, and tighten up.
Not in the West Kerry roads. Not in the West Kerry roads.
And don't forget to put on your safety belt.
I do that.
Right, Chief. Nice talking to you.
You too.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks, that's Chief and Chief Superintendent Fred Garvey there talking to us. Now, we're going for a short break. Stay with us and tell us talk.
I suppose one of the outstanding games he played for Offaly was against Kerry in the All-Ireland semi-final. I think it was 1980. I think, I suppose, was a tremendous display. I think he got, I suppose, maybe it was 8 or 10 points from most of them from play. I'd say, I suppose, he got on the game as one of the all-time greats of Gaelic football, like, you know.
My memories of Matt Connor is that he was possibly one of the greatest corner forwards that we've seen in the present day. That... And it was very tragic to see a young man taken down from the top at a very young age.
Yes, we all have great memories of Matt Connell. He was a fantastic forward in his day with Offaly. We all have memories of the 82 era, and I suppose we were all very sad that Christmas ball had the crash, and it was a pity that his career came to such a... an abrupt end, because he was one of the stars, forwards, no doubt.
Well, my greatest memory of me is the 1980 All-Ireland, never forget. He is a brilliant player, and absolutely, and I think somebody compared him recently to, you know, the Mikey Sheehy of Kerry, and I think that's the best description I can.
More of the legendary Kerry supporters, Matt, that know their football upside down, and we have a fellow on the line out to talk to us in a couple of minutes. And I'd say he was nearly as good as yourself, a good corner forward. But just before we go, we have a few comments. Yeah, I mean, you have some there, before we go to the comment line.
Pat Scanlon from my van. He came from Walsh Island, a faithful son. He won GA hearts all over the world. He has skill and class in helping his teammates. 3 cheers from Matt Carroll. Michael Costler from Douglas Glaughlin, Walsh Island's finest. Perfect balance, skill and pies. Most unassuming, 1980-8 against a team of all talents. Inspiring and... two young footballers. Pat Guiney, I think, is the all best player he ever saw, all the very best. Tim Kennelly, who mentioned him there a fight ago, rang in from Listowel, and he wished him all the best. And Tim is just back from a trip to Australia. Matt, you stayed in Moriarty's B&B in Ventry in 1990, and you gave them a signed football. I don't know, can you remember that or not? And certainly something here. Liam Kelly, he said... I think it says he is from Leash. I don't know whether that makes sense or not. And he is married to a Kerry woman. And Matt Connor is a genius forward and the best of luck to you. But from Leash.
And one more, Matt, there from a great, from John O'Leary, his PLO of the East Kerry board, a man who knows his football upside down. A lovely tribute here. He said, having lived in Dublin for the duration of his football career, I hardly need reminding of Matt Connor's powers as a footballer. I got to see Matt playing in Croke Park and other venues on a regular basis, and it was a pleasure to have witnessed such a gifted yet some unassuming player in action so often. No one will forget his Tour de Force 1980, scoring 2-9 against Kerry, yet he scored 1-7 in that year's Leinster final, and few in the kingdom believed that he could match that tally, surpass it in the semi-final. Looking back now, at a time when counties cannot put All-Ireland titles back-to-back, it was a tragedy that Kerry did not achieve the record-breaking 5 in a row, though that defeat by Offaly hardly took away from the fact that Kerry were the greatest team of all. A far greater tragedy, in my opinion, however, would have been if a class player such as Mass Connor had finished his footballing career without an All-Ireland medal. Incidentally, many people in this county at least are of the opinion that Offaly were lucky to win an All-Ireland. Not so. They had Dublin beaten everywhere on the scoreboard in 78 and 79, and in 1980 they chalked up the high score for a losing team in the semi-final. So that was from John O'Leary, a lovely tribute here. Now we're going to the comment line, because John Egan, a man who often rattled in it himself. John, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much. Very much, Richie.
Come here, are all these tributes there, are they right about this man? You were at the other end of the field scoring for Kerry, but talk to us about him, John.
Well, my biggest problem now is not to say, because I think what has already been said.
Right, John, away with you, my friend.
I'd just like to say hello to Matt there, and I'm glad that he's so well, and I'm sure now he'll enjoy his stay in Kerry, and I wish him the best of luck.
How are you, John?
Hello, Matt.
Listen, John, I'm looking at the cover of a 1983 yearbook here, and I've just shown it to Matt, and it shows you leading Kerry around Crow Park. Your memories of 82.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I had the pleasure of knowing Matt, both on and off the field. And Matt was a gentleman both on and off it. In fact, I played with Matt in combined Garda teams, and indeed I played soccer against Matt. And I'd like to say that he was as good at soccer as he was at Gaelic football. But Matt was a man of quiet demeanour, and you never knew he was on the field till the ball came in his direction. But he was a devastating forward, and Matt was a man who could win games on his own.
Yeah.
And I know how much vaunted defence. Lots of great teams never got 2-8 or 2-9 against him, not a mind Matt on his own. And I know we all suffered a bit of pain there in 82, but we all remember before that goal we talk about, that he kicked over 2 very valuable points before that. And that showed the temperament that he had. And as somebody just said there now, I know that if the likes of Matt O'Connor didn't win in All-Ireland, to be very sad. And I'm glad that he did go on to achieve that, because he was definitely one of the best forwards I've ever seen.
John, well done, John, your one abiding memory of Matt Connor that remains etched in your memory.
Well, Matt O'Connor to me was an exceptional free taker. And he never missed a free, and as Paddy said earlier, the greater the pressure, the better he was. He was a man of extraordinary talent, because he could kick left and right. And that day they talk about there that he got to 2-9, he got one goal with his right foot and one goal with his left foot. And my greatest memory of Matt, I think, were those 2 goals he got. They were exceptional scores, and he was quite capable of doing it any time.
John, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Lovely tribute there from Cork. Thank you, John Egan.
You look, all the best.
Thank you very much, John Egan. A great player himself, Matt.
Oh, terrific player, yeah. Terrific player, yeah.
Because it's easy to get the ball off him.
He was, once he had the ball, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, Matt, sorry. Yeah,
we're just going. We have something to play. Now, Matt, we were going around picking up a few tributes there all the week about you. A lot of inter-county players and things. Yeah, have a listen to these voices now. We'll tell you what they were after. Listen to what these people have to say.
I rated Matt Connor one of the finest corner forwards, if not the finest corner forward that I've ever seen. A devastating player, a very unselfish player, had a great team sense, and of course his finish was unparalleled, and he gave a huge contribution to that Offaly team that won the All-Ireland, and I was delighted for him that he won an All-Ireland. He more than deserved to do so. He has left an indelible imprint on the game of Gaelic football.
Was a forward of a great class. He'd be one of the classiest forwards of all time. From a county that didn't produce too many class forwards. Well, Tony McTague would be another one, but Matt could kick with right and left. It was an awful tragedy that, in the height of his career, an accident robbed us of one of the great players of Ireland. He could kick points and goals from freeze or play with a nonchalance that was purely his. He was his own man. He was a lovely fella, and still is. And I wish him well in the night you're going to have in Tralee for him. He was the best forward I ever saw coming out of off.
Matt Connor, like, definitely wish he in
the past 30 years, I suppose he would have to rank as probably the most natural forward that I've seen. As Jack said, you'd have to compare him with Maurice Fitzgerald in pure natural, Mick O'Connell, the pure natural football that's in them. Perhaps as well, a man we saw today, Michael Donnan. So these lads who've got that little bit extra. But Mac possibly had more maybe than most of the others because of his kicking ability.
Wait, can I say something about that, which I'd like to say? People lament the fact that Kerry have never five in a row. I think that's no big deal, you know. I think they're probably more famed through having failed to get the five in a row. It's much more important that one of the great footballers of all time, Matt Connor, should have got an All-Ireland. I think that's much more important than that this five in a row.
Matt Connor, I say, one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever met, both on the field and off the field. I think a talent second to none.
Connor was outstanding. And he's you know, in a way, he was a fantastic player. He scored 2-9 against Kelly.
I was as good a footballer as ever laced the boot and had ever played in Cup Park. I had the privilege of meeting Matt about 2 weeks ago. I was over in London at the Irish World Awards, and Matt was there, and we had travelled home together actually in the plane. He was due to go to Dublin, it was snowbound, so he came to Shannon, and I was with him in the airport, with him on the plane, and I had a fabulous 2 or 3 hours with Matt Connor, and he's a marvellous person to speak to, and I think he'd be very, very welcoming.
He was a fabulous footballer, which he was. He was a little bit before my time, but I can remember him playing against the great Kerry teams, and he had caused them great concern over the years as well, you know. And even though it was a very sad day for us in 1982 to see Kerry losing the five in a row, it was great for a player like Matt Connor to win an All Ireland medal, because as you said, he was such a fabulous talent and one of the best left-legged players we've ever seen, as was in Croke Park. And you know, it was great for a man like that to win an All Ireland.
Matt Connor's style was unique, and I mean he had a fantastic career with Offaly. I mean, he's regarded as a demigod at least in his own country, and it was a great mishap to see his personal accident which cut short a great career. But I think anybody who ever had the pleasure of watching him play in any big matches, especially against Kerry and in the 82, will remember him as one of the special men of his era and an outstanding footballer who will definitely go down in the annals of the game.
Matt, there were some lovely tributes there. You had the voices there of Kerry footballers, Mick Leeson, Liam Higgins, Jack O'Shea, Jerome O'Shea, and Seamus Moynihan. You also heard Jack Mahon from Galway, the great athlete. You heard the former Supreme High Court judge, Hugh Flaherty. And you also heard Sean Wilkes, the chairman of the county board, welcome you to the county. And you heard Eamon Horan, who is the great Kerryman reporter, one of our favourite friends here in Kerry. All paying you those little special tributes. Thanks, lads, for that.
Pat Brown, very high, the best player I ever saw, Matt Connor. Olive Keane, who is from Offaly originally, all the best to Matt Connor. And Paul Burden, I don't know, does it ring a bell or not? It says, Matt, do you remember working in the bog in Easter as teenagers? I don't know, does that ring a bell or not?
I remember working in there, yeah.
Do you remember, Matt?
I do.
Before we go for a break, one question for you, dear. Seven aside. He won an All-Ireland seven aside up there. How many Connors? Talk to us about that. How many Connors were on it?
We won the UCD sevens aside. Yeah. The Kilmacud sevens took over since that, you know. But at that time, there was a panel of 10, and there was 10 Connors.
Oh, how many brothers were on this?
Or 9 Connors. Yeah.
How many? So there was how many brothers?
Six brothers. And then leave it to us. Did you all, cousins.
Matt, was there a time the six of you played together on the field in that competition?
I think we played the final winner, and was the eight started. Finished, we never didn't bring on anyone or whatever. Yeah,
who did you beat in the final?
UCD, actually.
UCD, yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, civil service.
We're going for a break now, and I can tell you this, that would be a brave man anyway that would get stuck in a fight and the side on Ireland final. Just before we go for a break, Matt, the 18th ring of Kerry charity cycle, Dinis Ganey, great men organise every year. It is on the 7th of July. They have raised £750,000 already in the 18 years. And this year it is going to the Killarney Kerry Wheelchair Association, and it has also gone to the group who helped to bring the handicapped children to Lourdes, and also to the Kerry parents and friends of the mentally handicapped. They are building a new centre in Castle Island. And last year, would you believe, there was a big group came down from Tullamore in Offaly, cycled around, and they raised £2,000 from your own county. So Dinis Ganey getting on the ball there. We're going for a short break. Stay with us on Terrace Talk.
I suppose he was as good a corner forward as we ever saw.
left leg, right leg, goals, points. He had the whole lot, really.
Fantastic footballer. A pity his career was finished the way it was, and we're delighted to have him down in Kerry.
I never actually saw him play, but going through the Kerry golden years, myself and Dick McKeefe used to watch morning, noon and night. He was just class, superb, very fast and aware of where all the players were around him, and he's just, in my books, one of the best forwards that was ever in the sport.
Matt is an outstanding player. I've seen him play in several times in Croke Park, but I remember being over in Bruff one evening. He was manager of the Offaly under 21 team. They were playing Kerry in the Ireland semi final, and unfortunately, he had been after the accident at that stage, but he was still very energetic and committed to the game, you know. So he was definitely an idol for any youngster looking at him anyway. He was very dedicated and very loyal to his club and of course to his town.
I thought that Matt was one of the finest forwards that I ever saw in the game. He would definitely have got on any of the Kerry teams that I remember coming up, the 70s, 80s, even the 90s, no problem at all. He was an excellent player and a great ambassador for the game.
More tributes there from Kerry supporters who wanted to be involved tonight, Matt. We are going back up to Offaly now because we were talking about him a while ago. You said that he was a good trainer, Eugene McGee. He joins us in line. Eugene, you're welcome to Terrace Talk.
Thanks very much, Richie.
Well, we have that man with us here in the kingdom. At last, we got him down, Eugene.
I hope you haven't made giving that fellow a big head now.
Well, no. Tell us what happened in the day that he thought he had the big head. Anyway, Matt. Eugene. Yeah. Talk to us about him, Eugene.
I presume everything that can be said about him has been said, but I mean, like from a practical point of view, if we hadn't have Matt Connor in that year, that period there in the late 80s, late 70s and early 80s, we would not have won the All-Ireland because we wouldn't have got to it. I mean, the most important score he got for Offaly was in the Leinster final in 1980 against Dublin, because Dublin had beaten us in the semi-final in 78 and in the last second of the 79 final, and if they had beat us the third time, well, that was it. And we were in desperation at half-time in that match in Croke Park. 60,000 people going mad and Dublin ahead, I think. And we were playing awful bad, so we took drastic action at half-time. We made no less than 12 switches. But the one switch that mattered was bringing Matt Connor to the centre-half forward position. And it was from that position that he scored the goal. That turned the game around. And
How would he rate Eugene in Gaelic football?
Well, I mean, I've always said that the footballers I've seen in the last 25 or 30 years in forwards, he and Mike Sheehy were the two that I would pick out as the best I've ever seen. And I mean, I wouldn't pick between the two of them. I mean, obviously I saw more of Matt Connor in situations where others didn't see him, because I saw him hundreds and hundreds of times in training sessions where he had these terrific personal duels with Matt McMartin Furlong, trying to score goals, and Furlong getting thicker and thicker as the goals went in. And it was always fascinating training sessions. This is where I am this evening. It's a lovely summer's evening. And I can remember many lovely summer's evenings in our training ground in Ballycommon outside Tullamore. Matt Connor would arrive with that boyish enthusiasm that he always had, because Matt always really enjoyed the football and he enjoyed the training, really enjoyed them. I mean, you could see that in everything he did. He was always first there and last to leave and always totally committed. And it was, I suppose, a great tragedy that his football career wasn't longer. But, I mean, look what he put into that few years compared to a lot of lads.
That's right. Eugene, do you want to say anything to dear Matt to say hello to your farmer trainer?
Hello, Eugene.
Hiya, Matt. I hope now you'll be going straight home after this radio thing tonight.
I've been blessed.
Huge, thanks for joining us.
Sorry?
Thanks for joining us.
I'm all delighted, and I'd like to thank all the Kerry people. It shows what we always knew anyway. You know, that when you want true sportsmanship in the GAA, the first place you head for is Kerry.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us last week. Okay. We'll be talking to you. Thanks, Eugene.
Can we just say to Matt there about a point that Tim Sullivan referred to about being wheelchair bound? I think it would be important that he complimented you on the work you do and the inspiration you do. And, you know, it had to be a major, major upheaval of your life. But how has it been in general terms?
It is a very, very hard fall for me to take, but I think you have to get on with your life, and I think that's the biggest thing about it, is to get on with your life and just get on with it, you know.
Would you be happy with the way society treats people in Ireland in general?
It's improving. I mean, a lot of improvements can be made, but in the last major improvements in the last 10 years, you know, since I have been wheelchair bound, there has been, especially regards accessibility, places have become an awful lot better. And the main thing is to be able to get around and not have it, not need help to get out, be independent. I think it's there has been a great improvement in it, but there's a long, long way to go.
Matt, did it take you long after your accident to accept that you were going to be wheelchair bound?
Well, I don't know whether you know, you ever get used to it, but I think once you're in the hospital in Dunleary and everybody else is the same, and I think you get used to them and you accept it.
What would you say to a person old that might be listening to this after a serious accident?
Well, it's hard saying, but I mean, like, it's just you have to go on with life and get out as quick as possible and get involved in everything and just get involved and try and lead a normal life.
Well, Matt, the Kerry Supporters Club, greatest crowd we have here in Kerry, they'll be making a presentation to after. Their secretary, Martin Lean, oh, well, I think he's the secretary anyway, he could be the PRO or the treasurer, he's the all-round bagman. Martin, you're welcome to the programme.
Right, thank you very much, Bruce.
And you're also making a presentation to Matt.
First of all, I'd like to welcome Matt Connor to the Kingdom this evening and hope he has a very enjoyable stay, which is, and I think to the fabulous programme there over the last hour and a half there, Bruce, it was fantastic.
Lovely. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you later, Martin.
We'll see you later.
Also, I want to thank Liam Sullivan, Derry Moore Easterly, for his comments, and also Pat Griffin from Listowel. Pat, lovely tribute there. We'll be also passing that on. Thanks for that.
Can we just say before we go, Matt, an item that probably would be of interest. At the time Offaly football started to move, Offaly Holding also came good. From a very small base in Offaly.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I think one of the greatest achievements in any sport is Offaly winning three minor titles in 4 years from the base they had. You're talking about four or five clubs, really. And from them, a lot of them players are still playing.
Well, Matt, we could stay talking to all night, but as you can see, the clock, you said to me, an hour and a half, and I said, what'll I be doing for an hour and a half? You said, well, we are finishing up now, but Tyke Fox from Rosemount, Morton, County Westmeath, he works for Radio Kerry here. He says, best wishes to Matt on his visit to Kerry. I saw Matt play a boat for his club while childing in Offaly on many occasions, and I have no doubt in my mind that he was the best footballer of all time. Owen Welsh, the skilly boatman from Valencia, welcomes you to Kerry, stating that he played against your brothers when he was going to school up there. And Father Teddy Molyneux, who has been serving in the missions out in South Africa for many years, says, Matt Connor was as good as any of the great Kerry players down the decades. Now, that's fairly high. That's from South Africa, from Father Teddy Mano, great Kerry follower, great Kerry supporter. Matt, we're coming to the end of our programme. We're sorry Siobhan couldn't be with you for a start, naturally enough. And thanks for accepting our invitation, coming down to the Kingdom.
It's good to be down here.
I know it is. We're delighted that you won your All-Ireland medal. I tell you that now indeed, yeah. Because everybody in
so am I.
And that's it.
Yeah. Anything to say to the Kerry people before we wrap up?
Thank everybody for their comments, and it's great to be down here. And I think that there'll always be great footballers in Kerry, and they're still producing them.
Well, I suppose, Matt, the best way to finish up would be with a few bars of an Offaly song.
I don't.
And I'm not from you, no. We're not asking you. But I'm reliably informed, even though I heard you singing a good verse of the song, Christy McSweeney's in Killarney one night a long time ago. Do you remember that? We had a good night there. But I'm reliably informed by the guards above in Tullamore and by Brendan McCarthy and the guards here that your favourite song is the Offaly Rover, and that you're a good man to give a verse of it late in the night. Matt Connor, listen, it was a pleasure having you in Kerry. In my view, anyway, you're one of the greatest forwards I have ever seen, and it was a pleasure to have you on Terrace Talk, Eamon.
Likewise, and thanks for coming down, Matt.
Thanks for coming down. So sit back and enjoy. Offaly Rover.
Not that many counties can claim to have won all Ireland in both hurling and football, but you can count Offaly, the faithful county, among them. Faithful county, I will return someday. Oh, Fáinne, how I love you, with your heather scented silently the peaceful Brosna calls her sons from far and near.
Oh, Kitty, I long to see when the woodbine's in full bloom. To stroll the fields around Fairbairn, hear the wild birds in full tune. At Clonmacnoise I'll see you, on to Banagher we'll stray. With the fishermen we'll drink out here of the ones that got away. Though dead or still in exile are some friends I used to know. Still I must pass Killoughty, where great sportsmen are laid low. My Crawhen Hill, I see you, where in childhood I did play. So adieu to you, beloved Sleep Bloom, I must be on my way. I'll round Turpon the fire, with the keg in from the burn. Let the blacksmith sing his rebel song, and the poacher tell his yarn. Come close, my friends and neighbors, fill your glasses to the brim, and we'll toast our the heroes from the heather, hill and glen. And we'll toast our the heroes from the heather.